Katy Perry, 8:50. Here's the Ed and Aaron, Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM. Another chance at Alpha Bucks after nine.
We are obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio's love life. Yesterday we announced that he had broken up with his 25-year-old girlfriend. That's right, Aaron, isn't it?
Absolutely, because she had turned 25.
Yep.
And today you announced that he's been seen with a 22-year-old Ukrainian model.
Younger, hotter, and she looks the same as all of them, but younger.
Our producers have been in contact with that said 22-year-old Ukrainian model,
yes.
And we believe when we come back, we will speak to her.
Well, she's
speak to her now.
Yeah, but she's on the line.
Maria, is that you? Maria, hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Maria. How are you? Thanks so much for joining us on radio here in Australia.
Thank you for having me.
So, you're Maria Beregova, and you've hit the headlines recently. You know that, don't you, Maria?
Yeah, maybe.
So tell us a bit about you, Maria. Wait, I know you don't really want to talk about that, but you are you studying to be a pharmacist, or what's the go?
Yes, right now I'm studying in London to become a business lawyer, and then I will take over my family's pharmaceutical company.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
That's really exciting. Now, Maria, we're intrigued by you and your life, and are you single at the moment, Maria, or can you talk about that?
Unfortunately, as I said, I cannot discuss anything regarding my personal life, but I'm happy to answer any other questions if you have something.
I do.
What do you do for fun, Maria? Like, what's your idea of a good time?
I would say spending time with family, friends. Right now, me and my friends recently started rewatching all of Game of Thrones. So
that's exciting.
That's something like that's as exciting as it gets lately. But
that's good.
What about the
Tell me.
What about the world of modeling? What's it like to be a model? Have you enjoyed your modeling career so far?
It's not really a career. It's something I do for pleasure as a hobby. I really like it. So maybe eventually in the future I would see myself taking it seriously and doing this as a part-time job. But for now, I would say it's only the beginning.
It must be quite a life for you. I'm looking at your Instagram. You seem to be on private jets and hanging out with stars and traveling the world. I mean, are you living every young woman's dream?
Well, I guess everyone has different dreams, but I never think about it this way. You know, I come from a very humble place, and everywhere I go, I always travel with my family, with our close friends, and just trying to enjoy life to the fullest and be grateful for everything and all the blessings that I have in my life.
You're Ukrainian, is that right?
Yes. I was born in Kiev, but I grew up in Switzerland, where I attended a private boarding school called Collège Beausoleil.
It must be very challenging for you now to watch what's happening in the country where you were born. Is that hard to watch? Do you still have family there at the moment?
Fortunately, I don't have any family there, but it's very heartbreaking to watch what is happening. I wish that the world could be at peace, and I truly hope and pray every day for everything to be over and for things to go back to normal.
Absolutely.
It's very well said. I don't want to be sort of crass at all, but your Instagram account is getting a lot of attention right now. Are you seeing the rise of followers on your Instagram? How do you feel about that?
I mean, you know, Instagram is one thing, real life is another thing. Yeah. Of course, I see all the messages, followers, and, you know, all the buzz going around my page. But again, I have you know, my real life and whatever happens on Instagram is just, it's just, you know, a small part of it. And I obviously receive a lot of positive and good messages. So I always try to focus on good things and No bad things, no bad vibes.
Can I tell you, we were talking yesterday about, and I was saying, I'm 39, right? So I'm a lot older than you are, but I was talking about, you know, how a lot of young girls, they focus on the wrong things or they're a little bit immature or they, you know, just different attributes of younger women. But you sound actually very, very mature, like you've got a good head on your shoulders. Do you feel like you're maybe wiser than your years?
I mean, I do get that a lot, but I just think that it's so important in nowadays to focus on things that really matter and understand that, of course, what's happening on Instagram, pictures that people share, pictures that influencers, celebrities share, is just a small part of their lives. In the end of the day, we are all humans. We all go through the same things, you know, the same, you know, problems or good things, and whatever we share on Instagram is obviously just 1% of everything that happens in our lives. And no one should ever base their thoughts, you know, just on a picture.
So smart.
Do you enjoy watching movies, Maria?
Of course. I'm a big, big fan of movies. And
Have you seen the movie Titanic?
Good question.
I mean, who hasn't seen this movie?
I haven't seen it. Who's in it?
Last question.
If you haven't seen it, you better go home and put it on and watch that movie.
Who's your favorite character in it, Maria? Your favorite actor in it?
I mean, all of the actors are.
Billy Zane.
You're a great sport, Maria. We've loved chatting to you. Thank you so much. And will you come back on our show again? We'd love to have you back on.
I would love to. It was a pleasure. You guys sound so nice. And it was, you know, it was really nice talking to you. And
there you go.
Can you come to Australia? Can you come visit? Because, you know, I can take you out in the town, show you some of the sights, you know?
No way. It would be a dream come true. I would love to come to Australia. And by the way, I'm so sorry about all the fires and everything that happened a couple of years ago. It was so heartbreaking for me to watch. And I hope that the country has recovered from it since and that all the koalas are saved. And
you're so sweet. Look, there's a lot of people helping them. So they're doing well. Thank you so much, lovely.
Australia's great. We make a lot of films in Australia too. So
Great
Gatsby. We've seen Great Gatsby.
You handled them very well, Maria. Tell them to go away.
It was made here.
Thanks, darling.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Did we just speak to Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend?
No, she gets off the line.
She's on the line.
She knows. No, we were just interested in talking to her about pharmaceuticals.
Absolutely right.
What a great girl.
She's good fun. Maria.Berigova. She's gained 6,000 followers since yesterday. And because they love pharmaceuticals. People love pharmaceuticals.
You know what? Leonardo DiCaprio has great taste. I'll say that. He's a lovely person.
Yeah, she was great. That us? Yeah, that's
How did
us.
That even happen, by the way?
Hey, but who wants to win a luxury SUV? You can do